Jim Brogan is a financial mastermind, a rock star. He's got an incredible radio show on this station on Saturday mornings. Your life's just going to get better. It's just going to get better. He educates, he informs, he inspires, he entertains. I think he sings a little bit. You play the bass guitar too as well?
I do not play the bass guitar. I play, actually, it's interesting. I play the bassoon and I play the violin.
See, I knew it. I knew there were some strings involved somewhere.
Yeah,
in
that's
there.
Right. The Jim, violin. I grew up.
Jim Brogan, thank you for joining us on the Triple H Radio Experience. I got so much I want to talk to you about. All right. Let me. I know I want to talk about what's going to come up on your show tomorrow, but I'm just curious about a number of things. So, get ready to take incoming. Let's start with GameStop. Let's start with Robinhood. What in the world is going on in the market right now? And what's happening with this Reddit group that is doing the short squeeze on the hedge funds? Educate us.
Oh, gracious. Well, it shows the power of social media, right? I mean, it's really unbelievable what's been going on this week. And now it's only it's primarily affecting a handful of stocks. So, I'm concerned about what it says about potential market manipulations when you've got all of these people on social media pushing this stock up, and they're trying to burn the hedge fund managers that have taken short positions. So they're crashing with the short positions that they've taken. So, you know, the implications to me, Halloran, you know, it's not driving the overall market. I mean, look what happened today. Those stocks were way up again and the market was way down today. So they're not driving the overall market. It's a handful of stocks. The bigger concern for me is, can the regulators get their arms around this and you know, reduce the chance for market manipulation moving forward?
I think this is a wonderful teaching moment, because when you invest in stock, you are literally buying a share of ownership in a company. And when you're buying a share of ownership in a company, you have to think like an owner. And an owner would look at that stock and they would look at the fundamentals that underlie that stock. Basic stuff like, are we making money? Is there money in the bank? Where are you positioned in your market sector? Is it a viable business? Does it have a future? Does it have reliable returns? All of those things. But then people get caught up in speculation. And I know as you advise people on having a long and prosperous investing career, you don't run around just kind of playing games on the stock market, not with your future. Am I wrong about that?
No, I think actually you're dead on, Halloran, and I was going to say a lot of the same kind of thing. You know, when we buy a stock, typically we're buying ownership in a company and we're buying the future earnings and growth of that company. That's what we're doing. And so when you have day traders, now this is kind of a microcosm of day trading, but when you have day traders, you know, it's more just short-term speculation of what a stock price is going to do. It really doesn't have a lot to do with the future income earnings that you're wanting to buy and the growth of those earnings with that stock. So it's a completely different approach to investing. Instead of taking long-term fundamental approaches of buying companies with value and with growth and with earnings, you're buying a short-term speculative play. And, you know, I got to say, that can be kind of dangerous. And that doesn't mean you can't speculate in your financial plan, but typically speculation should be a very small piece of your overall plan. You know, your foundation should be, you know, long-term financial fundamentals.
Let's talk about where we are in the market and what you're looking at ahead. I know that you have been saying sometimes when you have a change at the top, and especially if it moves back toward the Democrats, and if you look at the deficits that we're running up in the debt, at some time you have to pay the piper. What are you advising your clients around future taxation? And how do you see the market right now? I know a lot of it is being propped up, and it looks like we're going to have yet another big stimulus package. Kind of get us up to date on where we are from a market standpoint.
Yeah, great questions, Halloran. So first off, the Congress is going to pass more stimulus. And the Federal Reserve has very much indicated that they're going to do, they'll buy more bonds. So, you know, in other words, they'll print more money and put it into the economy. And that's what Congress is doing as well. So in 2020, it was over $7 trillion of cash that was injected into the economy. Well, everybody has telegraphed that that they're going to do more of this. Now, at some point, we expect a little bit of a bounce back in the economy and maybe a little bit of a boomerang effect as the pandemic gets hopefully solved throughout 2021. So you're going to have some mix of economic recovery along with Congress and the Federal Reserve willing to do whatever they can to prop things up. And so what that means, you know, short term, it's all, you know, it's more of an educated guess when we look in our crystal ball. But the market likes all this cash. The concern I have, Halloran, is less short term and it's more long term. How are we going to pay for all of this? Fundamental shift in our in the way our economic system works and the way our tax system works. Now, I don't think that's going to happen tremendously in the next 2 years because Congress is so closely divided in the House and the Senate. But over time, we have some challenges that have to be paid for, and I see potentially this, you know, as I say, a fundamental shift in our taxation.
What do you got coming up on the show this weekend?
This weekend, Halloran, we're going to talk, we have an immunologist coming on, and we're going to just discuss the COVID vaccine and what are actual experiences and what are myths. And we're also going to speak with Medic about the importance and the great need for blood and plasma donors in our community. So it's all related around the pandemic and the need for blood and plasma and the vaccine.
All right. When can we hear you tomorrow? And where can we learn more about everything that you do?
Well, tomorrow I'll be on 9 to 10 and from 3 to 4. We're on every Saturday at 9 and at 3. And we, you know, we have a variety of topics, as you can see. The best way to follow us is if you go to my website at BroganFinancial.com. Halloran, we put out a weekly e-newsletter that gives links to all the content we're providing. That's our radio show content with people like immunologists. It's, you know, blogs that I'm putting out about how's the pandemic, how is Biden's tax plan and Social Security plan likely to affect us over the coming years. So that's really the best way to stay tuned and be informed so you can make prudent decisions to impact the quality of your life.
All right, you're the best, Jim Brogan. Always a pleasure to speak with you,
Howard.
Sir.
Thank you.